Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV Podcast 418's After Show. We got there. The right stuff. I had to go to a Gloria Estefan reference today with my roommate here, Zach. And only to find out, and I know you guys are probably wondering, that she apparently actually wrote the song Waiting for Tonight, which then J-Lo had released, but that was written by Gloria Estefan. But how did I immediately associate with her when it was J-Lo's big hit? I don't know. My brain works in mysterious ways, as I think you two once said. Anyway,
putting it mildly.
Welcome, everyone. If you are new here, as we've got a ton of additional viewers tonight, thanks for joining us, of course. But if you are new here or you've never been here before, this is what we call the after show. It just simply takes place after our regular show. We usually continue to ramble on, but now it may or may not be specific to disc golf. So if you have anything you'd like to talk about, topics you'd like to bring up, things you'd like us to ponder or discuss or debate or fight about or tell you you're wrong or right about, go ahead, put it in the chat. Typically, the YouTube chat is the easiest place, but if you put it in the chat, we'll likely find it. And if it's clever or you have a really bright idea, we may take it and pass it off as our own or reword it. And
we almost certainly will.
Yes, because that's really what we do. All right. So I'm reading some stuff here on the chat. What are you drinking tonight, Terry? Last night, Nate and Val had tried to find a couple of new beverages that they thought I'd like, and they were all right. They're staying over at the next hotel. Today, at some point, my roommate went shopping and found Boulevard Bourbon Barrel Quad, and he thought I would like it, and the 12.2% says I do, and anything bourbon barrel aged seems to fit up my alley, and it was good. I have tried this one other time, and it doesn't knock my socks off. It's no Backwoods Bastard, but it was good. And if there were more of them, I could get down with that. All right. Let's go. We'll sidestep disc golf for a moment. Johnny, are you shocked by any of the cuts for the Packers? We're talking Packers.
We're talking Packers. No, I'm not shocked by any of the cuts made by the Packers. I did not see the most new, the ones that were dropped today. I think there was probably three or four that they had to get rid of, but nothing shocking.
Okay, fair enough. I'll touch on this one. Oh, Pack Raider says, "I love you, Terry." I have strong feelings toward you too, probably. The next one was, what's up with the Eagle Crossing? Are they not a potential world's host? Drama I missed? Question mark. I've been seeing this really circulate recently, and I'll admit I don't know any other full story, but people keep talking about them hosting a Worlds. I'll very quickly run through the jump on the soapbox about it. You need to have a good course or more, usually more than one course, typically. You need to have infrastructure. You need to have, does it have good signal? Is it a good course? Is there money? Is there staff? And have you put in a bid? There could be the world's two nicest courses on the planet, but if there's not somebody willing and capable to then head it up locally and be part of the local, the LOC, as they call it, the local organizing committee, then it doesn't matter. You can love your brains out on a course or a set of courses, but if there's not local representation that can take on all the responsibility of being a world's host, then you're not going to have an event. And this happens time and time and time again. Every time a bid is awarded for an event to go somewhere, the first thing someone says is, it's so BS. Why aren't we hosting that? And then I always reply with, well, did anyone in your area apply to host that event? They don't just call up people and say, hey, I hear you have a nice course. We're going to have Worlds there next week. Okay, cool. Like, it goes through this very, very rigorous process. So, but it has to start with somebody wanting to host the World Championships or the U.S. Women's or the U.S. Masters. Okay. So there's a process to that. And now, has there been conversation? Obviously there has been, because you're not the first to ask about that. I just don't know any details. Maybe I'll try to poke around, but I have not heard of it happening there. And there are a number of things that have to go in place. Zach P says, J-Lo is not actually a good singer. She's a great dancer. All right. I mean, you can be wrong. She is a good dancer. Good singer. I mean, she was a fly girl.
Do you need anything
else? In Living Color. I mean, what more do you need? Johnny, I just read Flowers for Algernon. Have you?
I have read that. It's been a long time, probably 25 years. The book was better. Yeah.
No, the play was better. I saw the play when I was in high school. I don't remember it much, but I did see the play. I think it was put on, Johnny, at Appleton East, I'm pretty sure. It was put on by our high school at.
Might have been. I don't think I saw. I went to a couple of the Appleton East plays, but I didn't see that one. I actually went to see, because a lot of my friends from when I was in middle school ended up being theater nerds, go figure. And Midsummer's Night Dream. So that was the one that I had seen there.
Someone asked, did Kat ever find her disc? I took a picture at one point. There were 22 people after she had already approached and moved on. 22 people were searching for that disc, and I don't believe it was ever found.
How is that possible?
I don't know that they were looking in the right place, and I didn't see quite where it went. I just knew it had gone OB, so I didn't want to interject. And I wasn't lying when I said, I don't want to walk around in there. I mean, I like Kat, mm-hmm. and I want her to get her disc. But that, even that just like shin high stuff out there is just, I've got a couple of cuts on my legs as we speak, because I got off the fairway for 2 seconds just walking on 12. I was like, I don't need to be doing this. Ian pulled a yeet out of his arse today. Again, those are paid sponsorship activations, as we call them. And Yeet is looking for them to get recognized and called out at one point. I believe it was on that very hole, at least with Eagle McMahon, talking about him needing to yeet his disc. And I said, if you yeet too much, you're going to have an OB problem. And that's what I was thinking in my head anyway. So that might get used this week. Ray says, I heard the owner of Eagles Crossing was particular stipulations he needs for Worlds to be there. I would think so. Only because it's private property. He's invested hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, into it. And then there again, there's certain infrastructure that needs to be in place, whether he provides it or gets it provided. So who knows? Kyle says, was watching the Des Moines Challenge on DGN. There was a guy pulling a cart with 30 plus discs. Will PDG ever put a limit on the amount of discs you can carry, similar to ball golf? I doubt it. I'm just going to say I don't see it as a problem right now. And I don't know when it would be a problem. As many as you want to carry, pull, push. I was going to say you can't put them on a dog in competition play. But yeah, no, I could be wrong. I've only been around for this many years, and it certainly could happen. I don't see a lot of people barking about it right now, and I couldn't see a big issue with it really overall. Would you rather a concert at the Rave or Alpine Valley? King Heiser asks. Wow, getting deep in the Wisconsin music scene there.
So the difference is the Rave is a local indoor club, Rave/Eagles Room.
Downtown
Milwaukee, indoor. The Alpine Valley is an outdoor festival atmosphere. One large stage with huge, the first quarter is stadium seating. And then after that, it's all grass seating. Assuming that we're talking good weather, of course, I think Alpine is always the way to go. There are inconveniences with going to Alpine in that it always takes you an hour to get out of Alpine. Like,
and it's always I think it has, like, if they schedule a concert, then the weather says, yes, it's going to rain here, right?
No.
Isn't that how it works?
Well, no. When I went there earlier this year at Rage Against Machine, it was the most beautiful weather imaginable. And when I went there for the Tibetan Freedom concert back in 99, it did rain early in the day. Mm-hmm. It's rained two out of the three times.
Buffett was just there a few days or weeks ago and was rained on. I feel like every time Dave Matthews is there over July 4th, it rains. That's just what I always hear.
Yeah. No, and it does. I mean, it's an outdoor environment. You have to do it. But, I mean, there is something very cool because East Troy, Wisconsin, which is about 45 minutes outside of Milwaukee, is a far enough outside where on a nice clear night, it's nothing but stars. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. As opposed to coming out of the Rave where you're just downtown Milwaukee, and Alpine is always a little bit better, but I've gone to way more shows at the Rave.
All right. D Lillo. I think our friends, Paul Oman and Shasta and maybe some others were just at the Rave a few weeks ago, actually, when they were in the Milwaukee area.
I wonder what show they went to go see.
He told me and I forgot. I forget. All right. Thoughts of increasing the speed on the greens in pro disc golf? It seems like a solution to distance courses.
Wait, say that again?
Sure. I thoughts on increasing the speed of the greens. Oh, and essentially, yeah. I feel like that means just go out and cut them shorter, potentially.
Slope them a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say more hillsides. I mean, I think we try to utilize those as much as possible. I'm sure those are already, to some degree, obviously they're already thought about to some degree. I know when I'm looking at a piece of property for a course, I'm thinking about, hey, where's the best place for a green? Yeah, sure. I think it always should be considered, I guess is the short answer to that. D. Lillo asked, Terry, the hole where the men bounce off of the small asphalt area to the pin, I think it's hole 11 or 12. How does that beat up their frisbees? Whatever hole you're talking about, it's not bad. And there's no place where you're required, quote unquote required. I don't know which hole you're talking about. You could be thinking of 7, where you might get a skip off the road if you're playing the out over the road, or you maybe are thinking, I don't know where else, or you could be thinking of 17. Where we saw a couple skips that hit the road today, or even 16. None of those are plays you're looking for. I guess that's my best answer to all of that. When you step up to the hole, and if you throw a perfect drive or a near perfect drive, rarely will your next best shot on your next shot be, hey, I want to try and skip this off the road. That's usually not what you're going for. It works and people do it, but you don't wake up thinking, yeah, man, second shot on this hole, I'm for sure going to be skipping it off the road. Hopefully you're just not in a position where that's the ideal shot. But to answer your question, not too bad. A little scrape, a little high-speed scrape when coming in with some angle on a driver, not too bad. I like bourbon. I like beer. Can't stand bourbon aged beer. Huh. Okay, Larry. We all have our struggles. Brian says, that's a cool pattern on your shirt. You always have the best button-ups. Where do you tend to shop? Really all over. They can be sometimes really inexpensive shirts, sometimes only moderately priced. It can be everywhere, anywhere from Kohl's to a Marshall's or anywhere in between, like all sorts of places. I'm a value shopper first. I know. Surprising, right? Pack. I love you too. Maybe. Rogers, about the Winfrey cut, Johnny. What do you make of that? Oh, Oprah Winfrey?
I don't think they cut her.
You get a ring and you get a ring. All right. Yes, do you remember how Vision Quest started? I think was questioned in there. Yeah, Vision Quest had some amazing... Vision Quest is a course that's about 10 minutes from Blue Ribbon Pines, which is one of the most famous courses probably in the country, in the northern part of the Twin Cities, in East Bethel, technically. And Vision Quest started down the road, and they have a zip line that you can play or use during the round. They designed it with sight lines in mind for video and coverage opportunities. It was like a playground of sorts, and it was a very good course. And I've just heard that it hasn't kept up with itself the way that Blue Ribbon Pines has. So Dan says, lived in Appleton for 5 years. Does that make me a cheesehead? Dan?
You're always kind of a cheesehead, Dan, even if you're not.
We just want you to be safe and good and healthy, pal. Has the event itself been running smoothly? The PDGA really needs to nail it this year. Everything I've seen has been great. I was here Friday night. I watched and filmed and participated in mixed doubles. Well, not participated, but filmed mixed doubles on Saturday. Both rounds were at a Jones Supreme. Sunday were the field events, and that ran like all other field events, which very much included, Johnny, can you guess what's one of the most common things that happens at the field events logistically?
Logistically, the field events, this is how it always goes. Everybody signs up beforehand when they register, and nobody shows up until like usually towards the end of the day. And then they all show up at once, and it's like just a giant cluster usually for almost any event. Like, usually more so for distance. Putting, they tend to come a little bit sooner. It's been a while since I've been around Edge, but it just, unfortunately, I think what you need to start doing for field events is start signing up for a time. And if you don't make that time, thanks for your donation.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way you could look at it. Yeah, so you pretty much nailed it. Not necessarily that they just showed up late or later.
They all show up at the same time because they all coordinate.
They show up at the same time.
The six or eight of us, hey, let's all go together now. And it's like, cool, everyone's going to go at once now.
No, it was more so that people didn't read or comprehend, maybe that's a better word, comprehend the big, bold, blackened letters right there, clear as day. Clear as day. That said, you need to start this field event at latest by blank time because it's done at 4, whether that's 3 or 3:30 or 3:15 or 3:45. You need to start it by this time. If it pushes to 4:05, clearly you're good. But you need to start it because they're done at 4. So what did we have? When did some people show up, Johnny?
Wait. If you had to be there by what?
Is it 3:45? It said 10 to 4, 9 to 4. We had plenty of people that showed up
at
3:52.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm not picking on you, but I'm picking on you.
No, you should.
And it's just I only say this because it's so predictable and it's happened. And then I thought, well, maybe the PDGA isn't doing a great job of making that crystal clear. And then we pulled up the website, and the first thing in bold black letters is, you need to start by 3 o'clock or 3:30 or 3:15. It's the first thing you see on the page. So I just want to politely encourage all of our professional golfers and amateurs at any field events, at any worlds, double check the times and just realize what that means. And I chuckle because this happens for the last 25 years I've been to worlds. And there was skill shot, there was mini golf, there was distance, and there was putting. You know, like you said, some people showed up at 10 o'clock in the morning and they're like, oh, I don't like the wind. I'm going to come back later. I'm not warmed up. And that's fine. Just know that when you, if you do show up at 3:15, that might be when 22 other people decided to show up. So it just makes things a little bit more hectic. But overall, they had a ton of people out there, lots of volunteers, lots of people working hard. So as far as I can see, I know that was a really long-winded answer to, yes, I think things are running very smoothly. Brad says, nice, Terry and Johnny, flowers crush me. Figured you'd know the flowers.
Yeah, it's no flowers for Algernon.
Oh, there you go. I got you. Okay, sorry. Back to that. Then Brad also said, brown deer suck. Stretzka is okay, but easy. And now Terry Silver Fox, though. That course is sick. I think brown deer is great. Brown deer and Stretzka, and these are Milwaukee courses that were part of the 2007 AM Worlds. But brown deer and Stretzka are both great courses, and you just have to realize there's 3 to 5 to 8 pins on some of those holes. So the course can be set up super short and easy where you should shoot 18 under all the way to you might only get 2 birdies, you know, using par 3. So both of those courses I think are great, but I'm also glad you like Silver Fox, the home of the cold turkey. Hmm. Oh, maybe not. Gray Fox will be the home of the cold turkey right in November. I got to play around with Dutch Napier last week in fun. He kicked my butt, of course.
Dutch is a great guy.
Dutch
good
does.
Player.
I got it. Yep, I could see that. My favorite book is Yeet of Eden. That I could
Yeet
get on
of
board
Eden.
With. Yep, yep.
East of Eden. By the way, East of Eden is a great book. It's one of my favorites.
Big stuff. Is Nico in Emporia this week? I haven't seen Nico. I don't know if he's here. I didn't even see Cat Merch, who I know was had a colorful round, which isn't surprising because she does that often, I think. But I didn't see Nico. I haven't seen Nico. He may or may not be in town. Yeah, he could be. He obviously can't be playing because he's suspended, but he could be in town, and he could even, be out there spectating. But I did not see him, and I'm guessing we're not going to. That's nothing more than a guess, though. Brown deer was overgrown, poking hopes, blind holds, lefty flick shots, fight me. No, I...
No, fight
I'm
him.
Not gonna go, fight him. I'm not going to go die for brown deer. I'm just saying it can be a really nice course. And maybe it's not looking its best right now. Where were those fancy black DD branded basket covers for unused holes? Is that going to be standard instead of trash bags? It should, Ray.
They look great.
Those are great. I'm going to buy some. And they're going to cover non-DD baskets. But there's a couple tournaments a year that I need to cover up or protect or hide or disguise or whatever you want to call it, make a basket unusable. And I've seen these before where they've busted them out and I don't know, they probably call them basket covers, I'm guessing. And
clever.
I don't even know what they call them, but they're great. I think they look really sharp. They look so much better than a garbage basket. They make it even that much more clear because here's my big sell on them. And I'm not paid to say this. Although, if you use my coupon, no. They make it clear that the basket is there and it's intentionally not in play. Whereas a trash bag, which I typically have to use, makes it wonder, like, was somebody just being a jerk? Was it covered well? Can we still throw to it? Did a bag get stuck on it or in it? Like, there's so many other random questions. These make it crystal clear that there's a basket there, but it's not in play. And you're an idiot if you're trying to get it in there with that cover on it. So, now that I've made my pitch, I'm going to buy a couple. Pandemic combines all 27 holes he's talking about. I heard there were grill covers, Ray. Holly said that on commentary. I was curious if you can confirm. Any double disc court cash games going on at Worlds? Sam, that's a very, very specific request that I can appreciate. But as far as I know of, I haven't seen any. I think if there were to get any started, I think JK would be at the helm of that Juliana Corver. I have not seen any, I've never seen a double disc cash game going in my life. I've seen double disc and I love playing it. I've never seen a cash game of sorts going on. Nobody's got time for that when there's pickleball to be played, if we're being real, because that's what everybody's out doing.
Pickleball's the thing right now.
It is. Fastest growing sport in America. Sure. Along with the other 28 sports that claim that, including us. All right. I recall the doubles contest, seeing FPO basket decked out in that black bag on hole three. Yeah, they're great. Big Germ's wiener shirt. I don't know where this is going. I should probably stop reading. Germ, are those the most wieners you ever had on you at one time? Yeah, that, I'm going to leave that there.
You saw that? Do you know where that's referring to? That's referring.
Yeah, of course. That's okay. Yeah. Also at the Funky Farms and the Pro-Am and Julian Marquez asking Big Germ.
I was standing right there. I was not following that group, but you guys had just gone Funky Farms into the back up the hill, and I was not about to walk that hill. So I turned around and walked over by them just as he had said that, which was relatively funny.
Yeah. And I know Julian was out there. Well, wasn't out there, but was watching along today. He had sent me a text during the broadcast. So granted, we're great. We have thousands of people watching, but to know we've got, you know, professional MMA fighters that are like locked and loaded and watching our broadcast. And I know he watches a lot of them, is kind of cool that we have that out there. So many people taking it all in. I don't know if there's anything else on the chat that I'm missing. Do any pros play Can Jam? Can Jam was in and out. It was hot. Like Can Jam was the old pickleball.
Yeah, I saw Can. Like I just saw Can Jam over at, my wife and I were at like a block party here in our neighborhood the other night, and there's Can Jam, and my wife just turned to me, and there was a fun little saying that we had whenever we saw Can Jam, and she turned to me and just said, Can Jam, and I was like, there you go, but not a single soul played it at this little block party.
Yeah, so... Okay. Who won Mini?
Steve Rico's not there, so.
Maybe. Uh-oh. Anthony Barella.
AB.
Look for that footage to drop. We have every hole. Look for that footage to drop. Damn it. I think we did the spoiler on the wrong order. Yeah. No, I mean, he played really well. And if you want to see how he battled it out, unsure of the outcome, but you tune into the Disc Golf Guy channel and you can watch Mini Disc Golf. Any complaints from the players about the practice facility and the shuttle service? I haven't heard as much. I also didn't poll anyone and run around and say, hey, what do you think about this service that they're providing trying to help out the event and then create more spectatorship? Tell me your biggest complaint about it. I didn't do that either. So, but I did not hear anyone grumbling or discussing it or talking about it. Could there be some frustrations? Yeah, possibly. Probably people that aren't giving themselves enough time. You know, it's the World Championships. Give yourself a little bit more time to make sure you are where you need to be. What's cool? What's kind of cool is playing with a former Packers player. Certainly, that was pretty cool. As we saw Evan Smith and I think we talked about it at one point. Evan had brought along his Super Bowl ring and then let everyone put it on and take a picture with it, which
I got a picture of it with it on.
Feels weird, but not. It was unique. Does the DGN plan on getting closed captions for live coverage? I can't speak to that. I cannot answer that question. I simply don't know.
That I don't think closed caption for the Vimeo is an option. Okay. When it streams on Saturday on YouTube for free, it will have the natural built-in YouTube closed captioning. And I know Disc Golf Network is always exploring other options as far as they've been doing tests here and there with different providers other than Vimeo. I don't know if anything's going to change. It all depends on how these tests go, but yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll Ray keep you posted.
Who's doing post-production? Is it Jomez, I assume? There's four post-production teams for each division.
Is there?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think you heard wrong, because I think you're not the only person to.
Well, that is the information that, if it's wrong, you can blame AltaWorld, because that is where I think everybody else heard it.
That's where my roommate had heard it.
Which shocked me.
The better question would be, who named them?
That was my thing. I mean, I can name four post-productions, but then you're looking at teams that are doubling up. And I thought, well, maybe Terry's doing, and even though I thought he would have told me, maybe doing an FBO card. Obviously, Jomez is doing lead card. GK is doing lead card of FPO. Gatekeeper is doing second card of MPO, I would make the assumption. I thought, okay, maybe Ace Run is out there doing a third card.
Ace Run's doing FPO.
Or an FPO 2.
Chase. I'm looking right here at UDisc to throw it out there. And it's everything we just said. Disc Golf Network is live MPO and FPO, obviously. Jomez is MPO lead card. Gatekeeper's MPO chase card. GK Pro's FPO lead card. And Ace Run is FPO chase card. So,
okay, so it's four total groups.
I love Charlie. Yeah, I love Charlie, but clearly this divisions. Got a lot of people worked up, because I've heard a lot of people talk about this.
Okay, good.
And I think it was just a either a misinformation or a misspeaking that there's not four cards deep on both FPO and MPO.
There are four and total groups covering MPO and FPO is probably.
And this is why I love our podcast, because we're never wrong about anything, and we don't spew wrong
that's
information.
That's not what we do. We, unlike AltaWorld, which just all they do is just spew wrong information. I mean, just they make things up. That's what I heard. That's what Charlie told me. He told me that years ago, that his goal was just to create a podcast and make things up and see who believes him. And I thought, gosh, Charlie, that's kind of rude, but okay, you do you, man. That's not what we do here.
We only spit the truth here. Facts. Hardcore researched, double verified facts, all right? Double blind studied, tested, whatever, peer-reviewed facts. That's all we got here. Or we make shit up. Okay. Terry, did you intentionally film the Kelvin Macy card first round because you thought they would win it? Of course. Again, facts. Just spitting facts here. That's what we do. What was the youngest age you have to be to compete in pro events? 15, 16? Because this 9-year-old in Pennsylvania, Cole, is something else. Yeah, I believe we just saw an article or a video about Cole. Honestly, you could be seven
as long as you have professional. As long as you have a parent, because I think if you're under 13, you have to have a parent join you.
Yeah, but you could. There is no minimum age requirement to be a professional in disc golf at this point. I can't imagine we'll have one. If you're 4 years old and you're rated, you don't have to have this rating, but you're 4 years old and you're rated 990, and you cash at an event, you're a professional disc golfer, and you accept the cash. You're a professional. Anybody going to cover Tristan Tanner? What is a good score expected to be on Jones?
That's a really good question. Well, whether or not anyone will take the time to maybe go over and film some of Tristan. If I knew someone that had an extra camera that was there, that maybe a little spare, I would think so. I think it'd be advantageous for someone to go and film Tristan Tanner. But
I hear a volunteer that's rooming with me.
What was that? Huh?
No. As far as I know of, we don't know. Let's just,
there's
that.
Nobody
Johnny
officially,
I do not know.
There's nobody officially covering Tristan Tanner. From
correct.
Any particular
now, will DGN
centers?
Have
no.
a camera or
nope.
A non-live
nope.
camera?
Nope. They will not.
Yes. They will. Just kidding. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, and that's, yeah, it is what it is. That's all part of the shuffle. That's all part of how it unfolds.
The great shuffle.
The great shuffler will be there. You just wait.
Yeah, you need to show up with a top hat and a deck of cards towards the end of the round.
Shuffler.
I am the great shuffler.
All right. I don't remember. Okay. Gannon and back in 50th after the year he's had. That means nothing to me. I understand. I'm not saying it's not surprising either, Barney, who says he's surprised to see Gannon in 50th.
I'm a little surprised. I would have expected top 20.
A little bit, but at the same time, Gannon could shoot course record tomorrow.
He could.
Shoot himself up 37 spots and all is right in the world again. I mean, you're right. Is it surprising to see him in 50th? Did he have a bad day? Sure. there's a lot of people that we could say probably had a slightly off day. And on the FPO side, Kat and Paige had off days. I mean, they're two of the highest rated, most decorated women in the world, and both didn't shoot phenomenal golf.
I'm not counting anybody out after today. After tomorrow, exactly. Though, I'm going to start writing people off. I'm going to tell them not to show up to tee times. I'm just going to just really, what's the point of showing up if you're not going to win?
Yeah, I mean, why bother?
Yeah, so someone says, so Tristan won't be on the lead card, quote unquote, because of the pool situation.
Yes, correct. That is
he'll be
correct.
On, he'll be on the lead card of the other pool. And if he shoots, we'll just say an 8 to 10 down at Jones tomorrow, he will probably be on the lead card of the A pool. But that is assuming he continues his hot streak, shoots a very good round. He could come out and shoot a 1 under. You know, we saw it today.
Yeah.
Plenty of people shoot up. And then he'll probably, with a 13 under, he's almost guaranteed to make the A pool. I would be surprised if he didn't, but there's no necessity that he's going to be on the lead card.
Certainly not.
He has to have two great rounds.
Ray says, Grant Zellner has a tough job doing solo commentary for the two holes all around. It will be fun to see how it goes. I totally agree. I do not envy that. Although I think I would love the challenge someday, I don't envy that he's got to do it.
And I agree. My suggestion, and I think I mentioned this last week, was to have two people do those. Or maybe I didn't mention it because we didn't really talk about it. I wanted to have two people do it. And I don't know why they didn't. Because I think talking
manpower,
with some
budget, there's a lot of reasons.
I'm sure there could be something.
Logistics, technology. I don't know.
No, there's logistics and technology are not the answer because I would be asked to fix that. It could be budget. And I would like to see two people, because you can, it's a lot easier to have a conversation with somebody when there's somebody else there. It's very difficult to have a conversation with somebody when they're not there.
I don't know. I talk to myself a lot.
I talk to myself, but that's not really a conversation with somebody else. So I think having two people there, and again, we're going to see more of this. I think Dust is going to be doing one of them in one of the future events. But I really think having two people should be a standard, because having one person have to fill that much time, and there's no obligation they have to fill time either. Mo even said, he's like, if you don't have anything to talk about, just say the player's name and maybe what they're throwing for and be done. It's like, oh, okay.
Bubba Watson's login at least says, pressure to get. No, I don't think that. Ray asks, is the alternate broadcast with Grant going to be free on YouTube for the final round?
No, I don't believe so. I think that is still going to be locked behind DGN. That is a DGN exclusive.
And boom.
If you want to watch the featured holes broadcast, you do need to have a DGN subscription.
There you go. Sup, everyone. Benjamin says, how you doing, Benjamin? They should have a dog do the commentary. Mo made me say it.
Mo and his
did
dogs.
Anyone find Katrina's OB shot? We talked about that. I didn't at the time see anyone retrieve it or find it. Not to say it wasn't since then found, or maybe she went back, but no, short answer is no. Maybe have AJ Risley on the course for the two holes helping out. AJ's
doing camera work already, I believe.
AJ's hustling around doing camera work. He's one of the hired camera crew members for the week, so of DGN. So if he's following third card around, it's going to be hard for him to do that. So
okay, Terry, let's wrap this up. We'll do a Patreon giveaway next week. Oh, Terry, are you going to be here next Tuesday?
Nope. I'm going to be on a plane. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to Sweden, bro.
I know, bro.
I can only deal with so many weeks of you. So next week, Sweden. That's where I'll be.
Okay.
Not with you. Actually, I think I will be in the air at the exact time of the podcast. So
get internet and just do a live video broadcast from the plane.
Everybody around me would love that in the plane. How about this? I have the solution, Johnny. That's actually really clever. Here's the pitch. So I have the space and the internet required. Why don't we have Smashbox? We'll upgrade my ticket to first class for this European flight. We'll upgrade my ticket to first class, and then I will be able to be live
I still don't think you'll be able to, even in first class, Terry.
No, the internet's better there. Let's try it.
Really? Oh.
Yes. I'll just charge the card.
I mean, that's only probably, what, an extra $3,000? Maybe four?
I don't know. I think it's more than that, probably. We'll do that.
No, bro. No, bro.
We'll see. Just don't check the card. All right, guys. We are going to call it. I think Brody Smith also celebrated her birthday recently, so in the last couple days. So happy birthday to him as well. I love to shout out our golfers. So thank you guys so much for joining us. That's been Worlds day one recap, which just happens to fall on a podcast night. And yeah, someone had asked earlier, if it works out schedule wise, you might find me in this exact same spot doing something on my channel a few of the other nights this week. As I said, the extracurriculars are the Bourbon Cowboy, Mechanical Bulls, and other things.
They get
but anything's
away.
Possible. Anything's possible. If I can, and if my mental and physical stamina can keep up, you might see me jump onto my channel and host some kind of a nightly recap where we break down some other things and have a traditional nightly recap. But either way, keep checking the Instagrams and following along. Of course, we know you're watching live on Disc Golf Network and the PDGA and UDisc Live and all those other awesome things. Make sure you're doing that. There's post-production. I heard there's 7 cards in all 4 divisions that are covered. So make sure you reach out to AltWorld and thank them for that insight.
5 of those are covering juniors at this event.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, make sure you follow that. We're going to close it out. Thank you to everyone. Thanks to the tournament staff, the PDGA, everyone for having us here and doing what you're doing. To make the world's experience yet another awesome one thus far. We're one day in, 4 days to go. Clearly, it's anybody's game on both sides, and I think it's going to be exciting. We may see our second European ever FPO competitor take it down, but could be Kristen, could be Evelina, could be Henna, Katie Tati, could be anybody. Anyone.
Terry, before we go, final round, how many Europeans on the card?
2.
All right.
This is going to be 2. How many do you think? 5. Say 5.
0. Just kidding.
Okay.
2 is an easy guess. Wow. Just to be different, I'm going to go with 3.
Oh, you would. Wow, that is a bold move. I'm going to check the UDisc predictions on that. That's definitely a bold move. All right, guys, Ray, everyone else out there, all of our Smashies, all our Patreon subscribers and supporters, we love and appreciate you. And thank you guys for joining us. We've got a super Smashy. Ryan Pilcher's been here working on some more edits and appreciate the heck out of him. So, we'll see you guys the rest of the week. We'll be live tomorrow for FPO action, and then MPO in the afternoon. We'll be coming to you from the Emporia Country Club. For Johnny V, I'm Terry Miller, the Disc Golf Guy. That's been Podcast 418's After Show. We'll see you next time when you step inside the Smashbox.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.